Yesterday, there was a big moment, major moment, in what will become the Nuremberg trial history of the corona hoax. Texas State Senator Bob Hall was questioning one of the doctors that was involved in the corona hoax in deference to Representative James Clyburn, vaccine trials, and got her to admit, to confirm, that in the trials, the vaccine was killing the animals. Killing the animals. This is just confirmation of stuff that we already knew. Yet that's not stopping Comrade de Blasio, another pile of prep news item, Comrade de Blasio, for offering steak and shake, burger and fries if you get the jab. We had Governor Mike Drank DeWine out there yesterday promising $5 million to get the jab. And now we have steak and shake, burgers and fries. Here in New Orleans, you get a pound of crawfish at certain restaurants, or you can get a free beer or a cocktail at a daiquiri shop if you get the jab. Do these people not realize that this is an experimental drug? And that if someone does, and they will, when someone gets debilitated, permanently injured, heaven forfend, killed, dead, D-E-D, dead, from the corona hoax vaccine, and their family is able to track it or to trace it, that they got it at the daiquiri shop at New Orleans Daiquiris and Creams or whatever, you're going to get sued. At that point in time, you're liable for that. This should open DeWine and de Blasio and others up to civil lawsuits. There ought to be tort actions against these people. So we have all that. We'll play you that audio. Del Bigtree, if you follow the Bigster, by the by, our Crusader Stadium chat room is open, and I invite all of you that are sampling in our membership drive. We're giving you free previews, you people, and a couple of hundred people took advantage of it yesterday and Wednesday as well. We're giving you free previews so you can hear what awesome live talk radio and news and entertainment you're not getting anywhere else. This is a radio station. We want you to subscribe. We want you to join. We'll give you 30 days for free at crusadechannel.com/go. And after you've signed up for your 30 days free, then you can log into the chat room and introduce yourself. And I hope you'll do that today. Plus, during your free trial, you can download shows that you miss and do everything that a Founders Pass member can. All right, let me run down some of the news items here. The Del Bigtree Show yesterday was a home run. We're going to play you, and this will be on Crusade TV, too, because I've got the video queued up. So we'll play you the video from the High Wire yesterday. With his expose. Remember how Emperor Fauchatine told Senator Rand Paul? Can we have a lot on the cut sheet here today, but can we add back Paul and Fauci, Mrs. O'Connell, when you can? Because I want to play this in context. Remember Senator Paul said, Emperor Fauci, is it true that there's reports here that the NIH funded the research that was going on at the University of North Carolina. What's the guy's name? Huang Ji Li is the National Institutes of Health. It's Fauchatine's left-hand man. Note I didn't say right-hand man. And Paul asked Fauchatine about the NIH funding the research on the SARS virus. And they were trying to weaponize it. They were trying to turn it into something else. And Fauchatine denied it. Senator Paul, I'm gonna have to just insist here that you're making false statements, Senator Paul. That never happened. Now, Senator Paul, stop trying to talk over me. I'm the emperor. The NIH never funded any of that research for Wuhan. That's just a lie. It's not true. It's not a lie, and it is true. And you know what that means? That means that Fauci has perjured himself. He was a sworn in witness. Now, he's a perjurer. This stuff isn't even hard to find, folks. When he said that, well, now that's just not true. People just snare. Simple Google searches. Now, I'm surprised, or DuckDuckGo searches, rather. I'm surprised that Google did not scrub those algorithms or those terms from the algorithm so that the search results return nothing. You got Paul?
The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
Liar.
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
not. You
would
be in the minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support that the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct.
Government defenders of gain-of-function, such as yourself, say that COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man. But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural. In fact, Dr. Barrick named the technique the no-see-um technique because the mutations appear naturally. Nicholas Baker of the New York Magazine said nobody would know if the virus had been fabricated in a laboratory.
All right. You get the picture. Senator Paul, I do not support gain of functioning. That's just not true.
He says the NIH doesn't send money now.
Right, right. Well,
he refused to say they didn't when he, under him, though. Just not now.
Senator Paul, the NIH is not sending money now to kill Americans by China viruses. It's just a look. I never supported Fredo's killing of those people in New York. I never supported Dr. Rick Levine's killing of those people in Pennsylvania. That they decided to become genocidal maniacs. It was not me. By the way, did you know? Well, the CDC is a joke. Again, these people have never prevented the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They've never prevented any disease, and they've never controlled one, and they never will. Yesterday, these quacks. Remember, it was just 2 weeks ago. We put in our chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat and on the show and on our websites the graphic that shows on the left-hand side, you have the graphic of the evil conspiracy theorist, socially nonconformist, non-vaxxed people idiot. Killers of Grandma. And on the right-hand side, we have these wonderful people. Oh, look at them all. Wonderful, loving, trusting. They love and trust the science and everything that's sciences, scientist, acting all scientist, TEE and stuff. And they read, and they digest, and they love, and they protect people from the evil that is the Corona Doom. So on the right-hand side now, Maggie, can you throw the new CDC chart up? The whole thing is green! You can go anywhere and do anything without a face diaper on. By the by, today's the last day that we can get contributions for the first half of May and our never-ending crowdfunding. You can make a contribution in any amount, $5 or more, at crusadechannel.com/chat. Well, then we'll begin another cycle on the 16th. So Rumble Talk does 1st and the 15th and the 16th to the end of the month, whatever day that is. So I encourage you today, be a great day to chip $5 in and contribute to the Crusade Channel. And if you're listening on to a free preview, well, how do I, miniature, please, I'm listening to free preview. Take my $5. CrusadeChannel.com/donate. You could do it there too. They changed the graph. It's on my Twitter feed. I tweeted it out. They completely changed it. In 2 weeks, the Corona Doom has evolved. And apparently in 2 weeks, the people that have been jabbed have evolved. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that kind of indicative of where we are with all this? So, it's a breaking 911 has it, Mrs. O'Connell. She got it. Where do you see this? And in my response tweet, I, of course, tweeted the picture because people like him pictures of Donald Sutherland at the end of the invasion of the body snatchers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to save it. Screaming at Karen Allen at the end of the invasion of the body snatchers because he's a chimera. Which, by the by, when I played the Dell Bigtree clip and it was Richard Fleming, when you hear this, you're going to hear the word chimera a couple of times. Chimera. So, all right, or in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, you could see the only thing non-vaxxed terrorists can do is walk, run, wheelchair roll, or...
The second image is the one from 2 weeks ago, because I had that saved already.
Okay. Walk, run, wheelchair roll, bike outdoors with members of your household. Unvaccinated people, you evil grandma killers. You can walk and run and wheelchair roll or what have you outdoors. You can attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family and friends with no mask. But if you attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people, then according to the CDC, you must wear the face diaper. Oh, it gets worse. If you dine at an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple households and you're not vaccinated, you must wear the diaper. If you attend a crowded outdoor event like a live performance, parade, or sports event, it's a red bar. You must face diaper or you will die. These are outdoor activities. Now, notice on the right-hand side that if you're fully vaccinated, you can do anything you want. No mask anywhere. I have a question. Can they ride on airplanes now without a Corona-Dune mask?